If you're a small business owner like me, and you need to hire quickly, I'd recommend you try Indeed. Indeed is a matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And according to Indeed's data, 93% of employers say Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. Right now, our listeners can get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/Hertz. That's Indeed.com/HERTZ. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. From DeFacto Sound, you're listening to 20,000 Hertz, the stories behind the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds. I'm Dallas Taylor. This is the story behind Foley. Take a moment to really listen to a movie scene. Anything an actor touches, moves, and walks on, it's clean and super detailed. But what you think you're hearing isn't always what it seems. And none of it was recorded on the movie set. Foley is the live performance of custom-made sounds set against picture. These everyday sounds brought old-time radio to life and are the heartbeat of today's movies. Foley artists create these sounds out of everyday objects to make them feel real.
Foley came, this guy, Jack Foley, who really invented it, and they were going to do Showboat, and they needed some sound effects, and they used radio sound effects the way they would do clomping shoes and water, paddle wheels, and things like that. That was really invented then for the talkies.
That's Fred Newman, and even he has a hard time describing what he does.
I don't really have a title. I think scam artist is the best because I'm just doing what I used to do as a kid. That's what I do. I honk for a living. That's what I do. I honk for a living.
Fred's techniques offer a rare glimpse into the art form that inspires today's Foley artists. It's really a hybrid of old radio and acting.
What I really do jumps back over Foley.
Making sounds are all in a day's work for Fred. He performs sound effects live on the radio variety show, A Prairie Home Companion.
And that, of course, terrifies the caribou, and they stampede, and suddenly you got 4,000 hooves running past you. You've got to dive into a snowbank there, and you land in this little colony of snow snakes. They're all there. They move slowly because it's cold, but you get out of there.
As I do so much of the sound effects live with an audience, but I always think that must be discombobulating, but it works.
I asked Fred, what's the best, most versatile tool he uses to make sounds on the fly?
The mouth ends up being the best sound maker that I can come up with. Or is it? Hearing is feeling, and you've got to give the feeling of it. That goes to the heart of acting and storytelling. You don't want real, you really want what works in the service of the story.
Fred's a trailblazer when it comes to telling stories through sound. So I wanted to know, what's his most memorable moment on A Prairie Home Companion?
Just before we went out on stage, Garrison said, I think I'll have Guy Noir go to a chiropractor, he says to me. And so I'm thinking, okay, we're undoubtedly we're thinking spinal adjustment. Okay, what do I do? So I'm walking out on stage and I grab one of those ribbed water bottles and a terry cloth towel, grab that, and some tape that I put around it. Ran and walked out there. The bottle is half full of water. Yeah, so I'm going to take your left arm and put it over your head here, and you go, and he grimaces a little bit, and then I'm going to take I'm going to put my right arm over your chest, and I'm going to just twist your back. And I didn't know what it was going to sound like, but I put that water bottle up to the microphone, and I just twisted it, but it had enough muffle of the terry cloth that it sounded internal, and you heard, and the audience goes, oh, and they all turned in their seats. Yeah, you nailed that sound. You know, and you don't, it was a roll of the dice.
We've got so many technological advancements today, yet at the very core of this experience is still just good old-fashioned storytelling.
I jump back, well, certainly to the older radio, but go back even farther to just sitting around a fire telling stories. And all around the world, most of these stories and most cultures were told with sound. We got to get back to that old where people just sit and listen. And that's in our DNA. It's in our culture. It's what bound us together.
As a master storyteller, Fred's work is timeless. So when Hollywood needs an obscure, random, tailor-made sound effect for a movie, Fred gets the call.
We got this film. Do you do a frog? I said, yeah, I do a frog. Can you do a frog throwing up a wedding ring? Yeah, okay.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
He goes, okay, you got the job. Can you be here by 9:30?
So I asked Fred, what does it take to be a Foley artist?
They're a curious mix of science and emotion. They have to be actors. They're moving with the person. They mimic that energy, whether it's footsteps or animal growls. But it's something in between music and acting. It's this lovely, sort of not quite understood, even by the people who do it.
From the golden age of radio to modern motion pictures, it's Foley sounds that immerse us in the story. To find Foley artists on the cutting edge of big-time movie making, I reached out to these folks.
I'm Shelley Roden, Foley artist.
Scott Curtis, Foley mixer.
John Resch, Foley artist, and we are all at Skywalker Sound.
Skywalker is one of the most well-known audio facilities in the world.
There's no limit to one's imagination, and that's very true in Foley also.
This team is responsible for supporting some of the greatest film stories of all time.
That's why Star Wars was a watershed moment where you had combinations of sounds that were never really even seen or heard before.
Foley has evolved so much because the modern films are very loud and there's a lot of music. So we have to think in terms of what we're playing against and how much sonic real estate we have. So we usually listen to the track and see what effects is done, what music is doing, and what can we do to make this moment shine.
While these artists do improvise and use their gut to guide them, there's also a ton of planning and rehearsing that goes into their performances.
We are customized, so what you're seeing on the screen at that moment is indeed hopefully going to be the best possible sound that can be created just by the virtue of that live process.
We work in a room full of junk that we treasure. We pick up from the roadside, or we've collected over the years, or things that have been handed down to us from earlier Foley artists, and we create sounds with them. And we also create sounds using our feet and our body, and we play in the dirt, and we play in water. It's a very fun project.
To create these sounds, Foley artists need a very special recording space. John, Shelley, and Scott will tell us about their recording studio after the break. To get a sense of how the Foley artists create, you need to get a picture of the space.
You first walk into the Skywalker Archives Foley stage, Curtis's wonderful face greeting you, and his his giant board. And he can see through the pane of glass. He can see us if he wants to. And then open the soundproof, heavy, heavy, heavy door. And you behold a gigantic room and a screen. In front of you, you see a giant dirt pit. And then something that looks like a tub on the right. And all these props. So that's what our environment looks like.
I asked how they typically start a project.
We're given a roadmap of what it is that we're tasked to do for the day.
If it's at the beginning of a film, it's basically we will establish the characterizations of the footsteps. Just for the record, probably the hardest thing to do correctly are footsteps.
Yeah, especially because there's so many variables. Like there's the grit and how it interacts with the shoe. There's the room mic and how much balance of the room mic Scott wants to use.
So we're both doing two independent performances that have to sync up to picture
perfectly.
There is no right or wrong. It's just what our ears collectively go, that's correct. That's great. And that's the beauty of working as a team.
To construct a place out of this world, it takes painstaking attention to detail. On Finding Dory, Shelley tells us how she made the water sound just right.
We were tasked to determine how to manipulate water in many different ways, because there's a lot of water, there's a lot of different fish. So we want to figure out how to make them all sound different. I just went to the 99-cent store and I spent $50 buying, for example, one of those old-fashioned juicers that you just put on top of an orange and push down. That was little baby Dory's up and down movements, because it allowed for the water to just escape in a certain way through the holes. And it sounded really cute. When we're telling the story with our sound, then we can have a connection with the actor that helps us perform it appropriately.
Whatever the circumstances are that this particular character has, John and Shelley will essentially get in his head and take that character over and perform whatever is necessary as would that character.
And again, through all the help of with Scott and then Shelley, you know, because she'll do her characters the same way, so we help support each other to where hopefully you, the audience, believe what you're seeing. You know, we want whatever you're seeing on screen to be totally real. And to that end, you have to give it some soul, certainly in the feet and then even in the props. We want to get the detail there. We want to create a world that works within itself and do it in such a way that you, the audience, don't know we've done it. In fact, that's the actual key rule of Foley, being there's really no rules in Foley except for this one. Whatever we do has to be done believable in a way that you don't know we've done it.
But working with Shelley and John is so much fun. It's fantastic that we're as collaborative as we are. Because I truly believe that's a main component as to why the material that we do generate is so, so good.
Part performance art, part storyteller, part science. You could say that these Foley artists, mixers, and editors are some of the unsung heroes of our cinematic experiences. They carry on their craft with a quiet pride and impact us in ways we'll never see. Foley is subtle and often unconsciously noticed. However, these tiny details can create a long and lasting impression on our stories. "20,000 Hertz" is presented by DeFacto Sound, a sound design team dedicated to making television, film, and games sound insanely cool. Find out more at defactosound.com.
This episode was produced and edited by Abigail Tannenbaum-Sharon.
And me.
With help from Sam Sneebly.
It was sound designed and mixed by Jai Berger.
We'd like to thank Fred Newman and Skywalker Sound's Foley team, John Resch, Shelley Roden, and Scott Curtis. All of the music in this episode is from our friends at MusicBed, who do a lot more than license great indie music. Their website is loaded with awesome content like in-depth interviews with leading creative minds, award-winning short films, and live sessions with their incredible musicians. Dive in at blog.musicbed.com. We recently collaborated with Seeker on an animated version of our space episode, and it's pretty awesome. Seeker celebrates science, technology, and the future with amazing short docs, explainers, and of course, animation. They tell all kinds of stories from around the world through the lens of science. They've got new videos every day, so go check them out at seeker.com, on Twitter, Facebook, and youtube.com/seeker. We'll also be blasting this video on our social channels, so be sure to like 20,000 Hertz. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter under 20k.org. If you or someone you know would like to advertise on the show, reach out through our website or at hi.20k.org. Finally, no matter what, we couldn't produce this show without you, and we need your help. So please, take a moment to share this show with your friends and rate us in iTunes. For those who want to help a little more, we've set up a donation page at donate.20k.org. You'll find all of these links in the show description. Thanks for listening.